call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue here taking your phone calls. If you're just tuning into the program, last hour we talked about yet another one of those teacher-student sex stories, except this one with an extra twist. They're engaged, and they're going to get married. And some people out there are saying, that's wrong. That shouldn't be going on. That's, you got to throw that man in a prison cell. And I'm sorry, it may be strange, it may be a little bit different, but they're two individuals, and they should be able to choose for themselves how to run their lives. Yeah, she might be making a mistake.
But, yeah, he might be too.
But let her learn that for herself. I mean, if you keep protecting, if parents in society keep having this protectionist idea in regards to keeping kids away from anything with a sharp corner or anything that might potentially hurt them or anything that, oh my gosh,
they're not prepared to be adults when they turn 18, then they're going to make whatever mistake it is that you've been trying to protect them from.
Yeah. So I think people need to be able to make these choices for themselves, suffer whatever consequences come. And if you want to help, if you want to, as a parent, want to help keep your kids safe from making wrong choices, then it's up to you to do a good job
parenting.
Exactly. Let's continue here and talk to Amira calling from Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hello, Amira.
Good evening. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about just a point. I don't know if anybody brought it up because I lost my connection for a short while, but talking about these, you know, these May-December romances, did anybody bring up the point that there's an issue of coercion here at times? It could happen. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not saying that every 16-year-old is a complete sucker and every 35-year-old is a sleazy, you know, Svengali type, but I think the issue has to do with coercion, possibility of coercion, you know?
When you say coercion, can you give me a more specific example of what you might be envisioning?
Well, let's say somebody has a certain ethical standard, the younger person doesn't want to engage in sex, for example, okay, mm-hmm. or doesn't want to drink or do drugs with this person, what have you. And because the older individual is more skilled, you know, they have more life experience, and they also have experience in dealing with people, they may know how to, if they were not the nicest person in the world, they may know how to have this younger person do what they want them to do. You know,
well, wait a minute. Now, let me clarify something here. I don't know if you're using the right term, because coercion is the use of force. So it's intimidation. It's threatening violence and force on somebody. And
it could be shrouded. You know, it could be using, you know, using tactics and
manipulation is probably a better term.
Right. Being slick or being sly or manipulative is different from using force. I'd just like to make that clear. So
it doesn't
qualify as coercion. It may be slimy, but it's not coercion.
Okay.
So
it could, you know, make the person do something that they weren't ready to do.
I would agree with you. I do agree.
My question here is,
you know, couldn't this happen when the girl was 18? I mean, I dated a girl in high school who wasn't going to have sex until she got married, and she wasn't doing it when she was 18 either.
Couldn't
this happen when a person was 18 and a guy 35?
Yes, it most definitely can. It can even happen.
Who's going to go to jail then?
I'm sure it can happen the other way around. Even a younger person can be a lot smoother and a lot smarter than an older person.
The age of consent in Canada was 14 until relatively recently.
Yeah.
Did you have a rash of this where 35-year-old men just shacking up with 14-year-old girls all over Canada?
Not that I remember.
No, in fact, we looked at the numbers and we found that the incidence of Canadian teenage pregnancy was much lower than American teenage pregnancy.
Because we learn sex ed at school.
Well, some schools have sex ed
at every school in America that I've ever been to. Even the Christian ones, even though it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but they talk about abstinence, right?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't been to many of them recently.
So then you're saying
the kids that they're talking about abstinence, you know, now, I mean, they were talking real sex ed when I was a kid.
Wait, Amira, you just made my argument for us. You just said that, well, because you had good sexual education, that you were able in Canada to consent at ages that are younger.
No, we didn't consent. I didn't, some people may have, but if you have a certain, I mean, I know that growing up, as a mid-teenager, let's say 15, 16, 17, there were times where I felt uneasy when an older person was trying to, you know, make me, trying to make me think that I'm thinking these things on my own. You know what I mean?
You felt uneasy.
You could feel intimidated in a kind of sly, kind of quiet way.
And what did you do about that? What was your choice in regards to that uneasy feeling?
I knew the person was not to be trusted. I could tell.
So you made the right choice, and you didn't go along with it, right?
No, I didn't, but that's my case, you know?
Would it be okay for me to have sex with a 20-year-old retarded woman?
A 20-year-old retarded woman?
Yeah.
If she's a legal age of consent, I assume.
So
yes.
what you're saying is that it's about these people not being very polished and able to handle themselves. And I'm assuming
it's that somebody may have one up on you if they have a lot more experience with other people.
Don't you think somebody has one up on you if they have a lot more intelligence?
I'm sorry.
Don't they have something one up on you if they have a lot more intelligence?
Well, there's different kinds of intelligence. Somebody can be an irresponsible, moron, but really knows how to, get a woman to, or a man,
Are things significantly better in Canada now that you guys have moved the age of consent from 14 to 16?
I don't know. I'm 40.
Right. Nothing's changing.
The fact is,
14-year-old girls and 14-year-old boys are having sex in both America and Canada now, even if the conservative government gets in power and changes it to 16. The government people aren't changing these things. All they're doing is throwing people in jail.
I agree. I agree that this is a serious issue because these young people are almost 18, and it becomes a huge gray area, seeing as there are 16-year-olds who support families by, working, and they're very responsible people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the issue is with the youngsters who are a little less savvy and street smart.
Okay, now
and
most young people, until they get out of their parents' home and live on their own, are really not, you can't really consider somebody street smart until they've lived out on their own. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I don't know.
What kind of family they come from. There are some families that are just, a little bit more shady. The kids are exposed to things that most young people aren't exposed to.
All right, well, let's not use
dopes
the
retard. Dopes are dopes, and right. It doesn't matter the age as far as I'm concerned.
You could be completely sheltered. You could have parents that are this kind of protection-style parent where all the corners are rounded off, everything is off-limits. Kids need to be safe. They need to be treated like children until they're graduating college. So you've got a kid graduating college at 22. She gets out of the house. She moves out of her parents' house. She is not wise to the world, has no idea what the world is like. But she's 22, so she's legally able to have sex. And so some 45-year-old guy starts to take advantage. He uses his wily ways on her.
It does happen.
Of course it happens.
I mean, it happens. But
are you suggesting that should be illegal?
No, I'm not at all. Because
why?
A 14-year-old or a 15-year-old has even less of a life
so
experience.
Does it have to
some
do with
14-year-olds life? And some 15-year-olds have even less of a life experience, but you've decided to make decisions for all of them.
Right, isn't it possible
no,
that a 15-year-old
I did. I
hold on a second.
Law.
Isn't it possible that a 15
You're supporting it, right?
Isn't it possible
not
that
particularly, I'm just playing devil's advocate with a 16-year-old and a 40-year-old. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right,
it's,
so it's
sick
bit,
as far as I'm concerned.
That's bad, but 18 then it's okay.
Because there has to be a cutoff point.
Why does there have
the problem
to be anything?
Wait. The problem
because it's a legal issue.
And when you give the politicians the right to make this choice, the fact is they make it poorly. They'll throw some guy who turns 18 that was okay for him to have sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend, legal. I mean, it wasn't, the parents didn't like it, but it was legal. And then he turns 18, and suddenly he's got to go to jail. The fact is people are in jail all over America for just this kind of thing. And now the good folks in Canada are going to have to deal with their young men being thrown in prison because they want to have sex.
Thanks, Amira. Appreciate the call. What about the other side of the story where these laws actually empower teenage girls to be manipulative? What about the 16-year-old girl who knows that she's not supposed
you
to be having
sex? You better not break up with me.
Yeah, if you break up with me or if you don't buy me a bunch of stuff, I'm going to the cops.
Or she'll just say it happened. What do you do then?
You could just make it up.
You're
right.
Your career.
More on the way. You take control. That's what these laws empower those teen girls to do those sorts of things. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies of all ages, shapes, and sizes from all around the world have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over there to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. But first, need to tell you about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's going on coming up here in March. I guess that's a little ways away, but it'll be here before you know it. The first weekend in March, you're going to want to be here in New Hampshire to be with us at the Liberty Forum, as well as a whole bunch of liberty-oriented luminaries. And you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the full list of speakers that they have announced so far. There are more to come, and they, of course, haven't announced the schedule yet or anything like that, so it's very preliminary, which is why you can get an early bird discount if you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, get the early bird price, plus take another 10% off of that price by using our discount code. It's 2009FTL, 2009FTL, to get an extra 10% off the already low early bird price. You're going to want to be there. It's going to be an incredible event with hundreds of liberty-oriented people all hanging out together, socializing, networking, going to various different panels, partying. It's a blast. Dinners, that sort of thing. You want to be there. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We'll be broadcasting
live. Hot girls everywhere.
There actually were a surprising amount of ladies at the last Liberty Forum. I mean, considering liberty-oriented events tend to attract mostly men, I think that the Free State Liberty events seem to attract a larger proportion of women than any other Liberty events I've ever been to.
I haven't been to that many.
There you go. We continue with your calls. Mike, in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, turn down your radio if you want, please.
There you go.
You got to turn down. Whenever you're on the hold, just as a quick tip to anybody that is calling a radio show, you have to listen on hold, because otherwise that stuff happens. We're going to try Mike one more time. Mike, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, man. Something about them high school girls, man.
Something about them, huh?
I get older, they stay the same age.
Oh, yeah. We've heard that one before. What else you got for us? That was it. He held on for that. He held on for, let's see. Yeah,
I do agree with him. I mean, at this point, I swear they look like children in high school now.
They look like children.
They look like children to me.
What do you mean by that? Like,
they just look younger and younger to me. The girls in high school look just younger and younger.
Hmm.
Girls in college, I see them walking down here in Keene State. I'm like, good Lord, what is she doing there? She's 12.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here, and we will talk to Livewire, listening to WFTL in Florida. Livewire.
I'd like to comment on A World of Irony.
Okay.
I think it's kind of interesting every time I go to the local supermarket to buy some food or whatever, and I get into the checkout line, all of these publications that have such very salacious sort of headlines and pictures, and they can be very humorous at times. In fact, I'll give an example, quote, famous Hollywood actress goes to plastic surgeon to get third breast created.
Hello? Livewire? Are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
You cut out. Could you repeat the title?
Hollywood actress, third breast. Continue from that point.
Right. So you read these headlines when you're there in the checkout line, and you got to laugh. I mean, I laugh all the time. And, sometimes I'll actually pick them up out of the holder there and page through real quick while waiting. But I never seem to buy them. And so I've thought about it on many occasions. Apparently it's liberals that are funding these fellacious magazines. And the very ironic thing there is, again, that a large segment of the Hollywood individual set are the ones that get irate about those sort of magazines. And yet they are themselves liberals. So that's, I find it very ironic.
I'm lost.
How do we find out that liberals are buying People magazine?
Well, I'm a conservative. I've been conservative for many years.
You're a male, too.
Yes. And
I think that women are buying those magazines on a much, much larger scale than men are.
That may be true as well, but still they would have to be liberals because I don't think I know of any conservative lady that would buy that nonsense either.
They don't need to appeal to half the audience. They only have to appeal to 10% of the population out there in order to have a successful business.
My mom subscribed to People magazine, and she voted for George Bush.
I've seen my mom with an US.
Uh-huh.
She's conservative.
Another ironic situation.
Yeah, just move along, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. We could go back to that same thing.
It's all right.
But,
we just blew a hole in what you had to say there. But go right ahead. Whatever you got.
No, well, next. Again, I've never personally bought one, and I've always been conservative. So I do think it's liberals that are buying
the whole idea hate. That you could boil down a magazine to whether liberals or conservative, as though magazine purchasing in regards to pop culture has anything to do with politics, seems pretty absurd.
Do you think that there are people in the world that aren't liberal and aren't conservative?
Good question.
Well, you yourselves have said that you consider yourself, or one of you, I forget which one, considers yourself a voluntarialist. So,
that's
now, I'm not going to... Uh-huh.
That's Ian.
That's Ian. Okay. Well, yeah. In Ian's case, then, I'm not certain that I would be able to pinpoint a definition as he would prefer to stipulate where he stands in society.
What about most people in America? Do you think most of them consider themselves liberal or conservative?
Oh, today it's predominantly liberal, and that's, you know, what's showing. But,
well, you know, here's an interesting statistic. I realize it's not all of America, but the talk radio listening audience, 62% identify with neither.
Well, again, I'm somebody that swims around in the talk radio world all the time. In fact, I'm not online at the house, so therefore I wouldn't necessarily be able to listen to y'all on a daily basis as I would prefer. But I do, nonetheless, and have been for many years prior to the Internet even being created by Mr. Al Gore, another liberal.
Thanks, Al.
Well, anyway, so, but can I continue on to another World of Irony issue?
Sure.
The financial situation right now. If I were in charge, or if anyone were listening today that's in charge, I think what they need to do is to take a live camera, invite all the major television networks and even the radio and you yourselves, Free Talk Live, on a tour of Fort Knox, and let's find out how much gold is really there.
I'd go.
Yeah, I don't expect to see
anything.
I'd pay
my own ticket to go there to see whether they got the gold in Fort Knox or not.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring my silver certificate along with me, see if I can redeem that from 1934. I doubt they're going to let me get
away
with it.
They're going to take it away from you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. According to Talkers Magazine, 62% of the talk radio listening audience identifies as neither liberal or conservative. So what does that tell you? I mean, if the people that are most likely to listen to talk radio, then you would think they'd be politically active. You'd think a talk radio listener would be kind of, you know, they'd be in the know more so than the average person about the issues, that sort of thing. You'd think you'd see more liberals and conservatives listening to talk radio, but the vast majority of the audience is neither. And so that tells me the vast majority of America doesn't really identify with either one of those. It's a false paradigm, the idea that everyone's either a liberal or conservative. But it's a paradigm that's actually promoted, interestingly enough, by the government apparatus. In government indoctrination camps, if you're in the high school level, I mean, they might even be doing it at younger levels at this point, but if you're in a government class, they give quizzes to kids now where you go down, you answer the questions in the quiz, and then at the end they tell you whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, or you're going to be a liberal or conservative
liberal,
as a result
liberal
of that.
Conservative, yeah.
It's crazy. And there is more to life than that stuff. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
game.
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there, and it's all totally free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get involved. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Lose weight without all the jitters and that weird feeling you get from diet pills with the Dexy 20. I've been taking it. It's working for me. I'm down below 180 pounds now. Dexy 20. You can get it. I think it'll work for you. Get it at Walgreens, GNC, CVS. Or you go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's Dex C20.
We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, it is Marcia listening in. Marcia listening in. Where are you, Marcia?
Good evening.
Where are you calling from tonight?
From Virginia, Minnesota.
Virginia, Minnesota. Interesting. Uh-huh. Okay, very good. What's on your mind?
How are you?
Great.
Do you think that if these teenagers who are considering having sex at an early age accepted a spiritual view that if they became one flesh with somebody illicitly, that they would pick up a spirit of pride in the flesh, an unclean spirit that will darken their tastes or pervert their tastes and can be passed down to other sexual partners?
I've heard this theory before, and
I've never heard of such a thing.
I guess I just don't believe it. No.
Hold on. Mark, can you explain it? Because I totally did not understand
sure.
that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Remember that Jesus cast out unclean spirits of pride in the flesh?
No, I don't.
They were legion.
Uh-huh. And people don't talk about those anymore, but you notice these movie stars that are adopting a lot of children after having multiple sexual partners? It seems to me that they cannot be with one another because there's so much pride in the flesh. It creates a static kind of thing. And so they need children to be around them in order to be able to tolerate one another's company.
Do you think that Michael Jackson had this problem?
That's an interesting. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because he's
okay. I totally don't see what you're saying.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, Marsha. If you'll just hold on for one moment, Marsha, hang on for one moment. Mark, as the guy that's went to Christian school, what is she talking about? I'm having a real tough time interpreting what she's saying.
If she can't explain it to you, I'm not gonna.
But you sound like you're getting it though. You sound like you're understanding what she's saying.
It's voodoo stuff. I mean that somehow that sex is spiritual, but any other touching isn't.
Is that what you're getting at, Marsha?
I'm saying that when the two become one flesh, something special happens.
But they're not.
And things happen for spiritual reasons, is what I'm saying. And if they become two flesh illicitly, in other words, they're breaking the commandments of Scripture, that they pick up an unclean spirit in the flesh, a spirit of pride.
So having sex is breaking commandments?
If it's outside of the boundary of marriage.
Wait, that's in the commandments?
It's fornication.
Well, it's very clear that's called fornication in the Bible, correct?
Yeah, fornication.
So you're saying that if you have sex outside of marriage, you pick up some dirty, evil spirit, and what happens
to you? In the flesh wars against the spirit.
The flesh wars against the spirit.
So your flesh deteriorates,
you fall away, you begin to get sick. Is that what happens?
Right. I think proud flesh does cause sickness, yes.
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh.
So, okay, now is it only if you have sex with multiple partners outside of marriage, or is it just, period, having sex outside of marriage does
this?
Well,
I think it happens... having sex outside of marriage, but I think when there's multiple partners, these people are picking up their spiritual history of their partners, and a lot of them, it can be really a damaging thing, not only for their health, but also, just for their spiritual well-being.
This is not confined to Christianity. There's a karmatic belief that.
I'm looking at it within a Christian perspective.
Understood. I'm just saying that this belief, Marsha, I'm only backing you up that this belief is not confined to Christianity. That there is a karma, like you pick up people's karma for 7 years or the.
By having sex with them.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So because they had sex with some other people, you pick up all the bad karma from those people?
It's not science, man.
I know a little bit about karma, and I've certainly never heard of that. But here's my question. I got more questions for you, Marsha, because I'm trying my best to understand this.
Yes.
So you're saying multiple partners, that kind of compounds the problem. What about me? I have been having sex for 6 years and relatively consistently over that 6 year time frame, but I'm not married, and I've had two partners in that 6 year time frame. So should I be, should the skin be falling off my bones? Should I be rotting away from the inside?
Well, there's two things to say about that. One, you're probably very spiritually gifted if you're doing as well as you are. And secondly, the thing about that is the partners you chose, if they were women who didn't have a lot of sexual history, you were a lot safer in that. But there are signs that when people do pick up this in the flesh, and baptism will rid a person of these spirits, by the way.
Really? Why is it that marriage all of a sudden makes somebody more spiritually compatible? Why is it that marriage will wash away whatever other...
What is marriage?
Well, I believe that it's sacramental, which suggests that the grace of God protects the two individuals in their sexual union. And if it's done outside of the grace of God, then
the
you're
grease
dealing
of
with
God
the
grace of
heaviness
God,
of the flesh.
God grease sounds like an interesting...
Marsha, what makes marriage? I mean, does it have to be a holy man that does the ceremony? Can it be a government agent that does the ceremony? Can a man and a woman say, we're married? Is the act of sex getting married? I mean, I've heard all of these things.
Well, there's two things. One is there's a vow that's involved, and that's asking the Lord to be a witness to your... plighting your troth, is that what it's called?
That's what they did at my wedding. We pledged our troth.
And that's why it's such a dangerous thing, remarriage, if the first marriage has been annulled because the responsibility or the other vow hasn't been dispensed. So that's why asking the Lord to be a witness to a second vow, to be a witness to a lie is I think worse than just having sexual union.
Marsha, how much does an annulment cost at your church?
Well, I believe it can't be bought. In fact, if you wanted it, if you wanted an annulment in my church, you can go straight to the Pope.
Thanks, Marcia, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Always interesting to hear different religious perspectives on things, because they're certainly interesting. We'll continue here with your calls about whatever you want. And start with Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
go
sir.
Back to what you said about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago when the one gal said something about a cutoff, age 18 being a cutoff, and she was in favor of it, and you said, no, you shouldn't have any cutoff.
I think that that consent is the number one factor, and then I think puberty is a pretty reasonable cutoff. Yeah, if you physically are able to have sex, then you should be able to if you can consent to it, sure.
Well, the one response I love that you gave that was perfectly logical was it gives the people under age 18 that power to destroy those above 18. But now it's now I need you to give me the answer to what how do we combat an age-old problem, let's just say, of a 40-year-old woman going against a 40-year-old man crying rape. How do we combat that?
Well, that's always going to be a problem. I mean, she said situations can be very, very difficult.
Happened to a friend of mine. I know for certain.
I think that if you're going to accuse somebody of rape, I think you should have to have some evidence, but clearly the courts disagree. Thanks, Bill, for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's continue and talk to
Jim.
Just
the accusation can ruin your career.
Yeah. Let's talk to Jim, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had talk about younger girls and older men. I have personal experience with my own parents.
Really?
My dad's passed away now. He was 87 when he passed away, but he met my mom when he was about 29 and she was 16.
Uh-huh.
They got married about a year later. He was 30 and she was 17.
Hmm.
They stayed married for 57 years, had 9 kids. And so I think this is really
a... Was that after he got out of prison?
Well, you know, I was appalled at some of that because I thought, well, the way they're talking,
it's insulting,
they would
want
to put my own father in prison.
Isn't it insulting? Isn't it terrible? These people want to get involved in your life and tell you how you can live it. I mean, your parents loved each other, had 9 kids, and they were... She was 16, he was 29 when they met.
People should be able
to... They put him in prison now.
Right. Would your life have been better if dad had spent 10 years in prison?
It's disgusting.
Of course not. He made those choices. Mom made those choices, and it worked out for him. I'm glad you called tonight, Jim. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways, most of them totally free or very low cost. Get over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, promote.freetalklive.com.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism, not to mention movies, film, animation, video game production, all with the Institute for Humane Studies, and they're looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily newspapers, major media outlets for spring and summer. All positions are paid and include a career workshop, opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November the 1st. You know, somebody in college, you know, just getting out of college, these internships are great for them. There's a stipend. They get paid. They get a place to live. They get books. They get all kinds of training. It's libertarianinternships.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, Mike is on the line listening to, apparently, Radio Free Oklahoma. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome aboard. Always interesting to hear about, to discover new pirate transmitters. Always good to know, or community transmitters, I guess I
should
say.
Yeah, there you go, because, you know, nobody owns airwaves, so.
There you go.
It's not pirate. We're not stealing nothing.
Wait, where are, oh, so are you an operator of the station?
Operator and part of, me and some core group of four or five people put together the radio station. It's been going on a few years in Oklahoma City here.
I'd like to say you are a great American.
Hey,
that's
thanks.
The kind of spirit that built this country, and we need it.
Well, it's good to hear you guys on here.
As long as you're not stomping on somebody else's signal, you should be free to do it.
No,
we're not doing anything like that.
Well, you don't get to operate for years. I mean, you said you've been doing it for a couple of years. You're not going to last a couple of years if you're stepping on another station. You know, I'm curious. I know you called for another reason, but I've always been a fan of pirate radio or community radio.
There's your bumper sticker.
Yeah,
says I'm a pirate right there.
And so I have always been a fan. I've always been so tell me a little bit about your station. Why did you start it? How has it been going for you? Have you had an encounter with the FCC?
Okay, well, we started because we wanted to do something. We wanted to educate people, you know, so we got together and we threw together our resources, and basically we contacted some people down in Austin who run Low Power FM, and they helped us out, set it up, and we've had GCN, we've had the other We the People Radio Network. We've had a few guys, but we just switched back to GCN. And but you know, we're trying to get some local music on the scene and trying to get that on the radio and just trying to, you know, develop our community here in Oklahoma City and try to empower the people here, because and we've had a really good success and there's a lot of people listening to us. I guess about a year ago the FCC was looking for us, but we were off the air replacing some equipment, so they couldn't find us. So it just happened to luck that we missed out on the raid. But you know,
so they were attempting to raid somebody's house.
Well, they were putting up letters on people's doors down in Austin, and they went up to somewhere in Kansas, and so they were doing their little purges there. But luckily, we missed out on them. And if they do come after us, we just the equipment is transportable. We'll just move it to somewhere else. And
nice.
If they take our stuff, we'll do it again.
I love
that. That's how determined we are. But
that is fantastic. And now I was looking for Radio Free Oklahoma online. I found a MySpace page. Is that about all you guys have, or do you have an actual website?
Yeah, no, that's about all we got.
Okay.
Excellent.
And one other question. And normally when we find out about a community station, pirate sounds so much cooler. Anyway, when we find out about a community station, it's usually just because somebody happens to be listening and they call in, so it's very rare we get to talk to the operator. So I'm curious, how often are you airing Free Talk Live? Is it just a Saturday night thing,
well,
or are you taking our weeknight show?
We just got GCN a couple weeks ago, and so I guess you guys are on GCN?
We are. We're on six nights a week, 6 to 9 o'clock Central Time.
Okay, so I was driving down the road, and I heard you on air, and I was like, oh, man, because I lived in New Hampshire. I was part of the Free State Project for about 6 months.
Wait, what?
And I just moved back to Oklahoma about 6 months ago.
Why? Cool. Why'd you leave?
Well, partly for the station, because we're having some trouble with the equipment, and I kind of it got going again, and that's good. So now I might come back up there. I don't know. But I am, and by the way, it's a non-profit deal. We don't make any money, and some people, you know, say, well, why not make a little bit of money? We don't care. We just want to educate people, so.
That's what I've seen in my history of observing all those people out there running community stations. They're doing it for the love of putting out whatever it is they want to put out there, and they're just some really dedicated folks. And as like you said, Mark, as long as you're being good neighbors to the other stations in the area, you're not interfering with your next door neighbor's TV set or the radio station across the town, you're good to go. And I think that's the best way to avoid a visit from the FCC is to not infringe upon the other people's signals, and it sounds like you're doing that, and I think that's great news, and I hope that you do get back up here at some point to New Hampshire, because we need some community stations up here. You should be able to help some of the activists out here with that. Hey, would you do me a favor, Mike? I don't want you to give out an email address over the air, but if you could email me at ian@freetalklive.com, I have some more sort of technical questions to ask, like about the equipment they're using, just because I'm a radio geek and I love to know that stuff. So
yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, it's just not interesting enough for for the national show. But
no, it's not.
Again, that's ian@freetalklive.com. So did you have any other comments for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be up in New Hampshire next month for about a week. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there's a third annual secessionist convention in Manchester.
Yes,
yeah, we're going
is.
To that.
You are?
Yep.
Okay, well, I was just hoping you guys were aware of that. And I'll definitely run in. I've met you guys at Porkfest last year, but...
cool. Oh, good.
I'll definitely run into you guys. And I wanted to know... Do you talk much about secession on your program, or
often as we possibly can? Secession is the answer, and I thank you, Mike, for the call. Good luck with your station. Really appreciate it. That was really nice of you, Mark, to call him an American hero.
Well, that's what we need, is we need people taking stands, taking a little bit of risk in order to, get freedom out there for people, and he is.
Let's continue with Nick, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I want to clarify what you were talking about earlier with the lady from Minnesota about that sexual connection. It's technically called a soul tie. And basically, she was right. The scripture says when man and a woman join, they become one flesh.
Okay.
But one part she didn't mention was somewhere in Corinthians, it talks about how a man loses, he does not have power over his own body, but the wife. And vice versa, the wife doesn't have power over her own body, but the husband. All this, sex that we're talking about now, was never meant to be. If you're going to look at a Christian perspective, it was always meant for one man, one woman. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Meaning you're not supposed to have more than one sexual
Abraham
partner?
Laid with his wife and Hagar.
That's Old Testament. Yeah, I'm talking about New Testament. We're coming out of New Testament.
Does that mean Abraham's not in heaven?
You know, that's another whole issue. I mean, I thought you really were serious in getting into, you know. But basically, there's been cases where people have, like, become demon-possessed because they've had sex with people that practice witchcraft. If you're losing power to the wife, then you are losing power, you know. I mean, then who has the power, you know, because...
Wait, so...
And, you know, you don't want to discount
I'm so confused. Normally, I'm not this confused by the religious talk. Now, wait, how does one lose power? If you have sex, you're losing
power?
It's
in Corinthians. But again, I'm not talking about Buddha or karma or all that other stuff. If you really want a Christian technical answer, then let's just deal with the scriptures, the New Testament. If you want to make fun of it or make light of it, that's a whole other issue. But if you really want a serious discussion of how Christians really believe, and not only Christians, because I really believe that's the way things work, then, you know, I can go with you there. But you know,
the way things work, you believe that, let me see if I'm understanding it correctly, you're saying that the way things work is that when people have sex, they lose power? I'm confused.
Yeah, that is, you know, and if I wish you...
Wait, is that if it's outside of marriage, but if it's inside marriage, you don't lose any power?
Because it's meant for one man and one woman. The two become one flesh.
Meaning you are not supposed to have sex outside of just your original relationship. You should only have one man, one woman, and that's it. You should never have another woman after that one woman. Is that the idea?
Yeah, have your one husband, one wife, no divorce. That's the way it was meant to be.
What is this power?
I don't have an explanation for it. I'm sorry for it. But want to know the original intent, what God had in mind. The man does lose power over woman. So when you get yourself involved with all kind of like...
But I don't want power over a woman.
What is the power? What is power?
I didn't write the Bible. It's written.
Did you know
it's written. I will give you the scripture.
You want your interpretation.
I
want
to know what it is. I mean, is it calories?
Here's my interpretation. I'm glad you asked. If I lose power to the wife, then exactly that. I've lost power spiritually, mentally. If I've lost power, I'm subjecting myself to the power of another. It really boils down to possession. That's really what it is. And that's the reason why these men...
I'm so confused right now. I'm sorry.
Men think that they can have sex freely and it doesn't bother them. But, you know, when they start killing the woman because all of a sudden the woman has given up sex to this man, he begins to say, well, she's mine. And technically, she is.
She's not.
Part of her is
here.
Because,
no. She's not yours. That much is certain, and I'm not interested in having power over my partner.
I think it's a reasonable explanation. You know, like it's an explanation for the feelings that people have after sex.
I'm confused as hell. That's all I can say at this point, and I wish I had more time to talk about it, but we don't because we're done. And we're
Thank you very much for that call, though. I mean, he does sound like he studied on it.
See you Monday night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a good, fun, and safe weekend.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.